It just got more difficult to slow down the herd. The first-placed Okotoks Bisons, the 1st of January 17, have bolstered their roster with the additions of Okotokian Lucas Watkins, former Okotoks U18AA blueliner Ryland Semeniuk and Heritage Junior Hockey League veteran Jake Snashel up front. When you have a good program and you're doing well, kids reach out to you, and Jake wasn't playing, said Bisons general manager Ryan Rarick. We're always on the hunt to make our team better, but we're pretty fortunate when there's kids looking to come to our program. Watkins, an Okotoks minor hockey product, played in 40 games in the Alberta Junior Hockey League over the past two seasons with the Spruce Grove Saints and Calgary Canucks. I think you'll see a little bit more offensive upside, and he'll be put into a role where he's able to show that, Rarick said. He's got a really good shot. He played Saturday and made an immediate impact, and we're lucky to get Lucas. Semeniuk, a two-year skater on the Okotoks U18AA Oilers, started this season with Lake Cowichans Jr. B squad on Vancouver Island. He's a player that I've coached for a couple years in U18. Rarick said. He went out to Cowichan Valley and wasn't liking being away from home. Snashel is a familiar name to HJHL fans as a star underage forward with the High River Flyers in the 2019-20 season. The 6'1" forward, a fourth-round pick by the Regina Pats in the WHL Bantam Draft dating back to 2018, started this season with the AJHL's Bonneville Pontiacs. He's been skating with us for a couple weeks now, Rarick said. I think he'll be able to step right in and do well, but because he hasn't played for a month and a half where he was off the ice, it could take some time. We're hoping and expecting him to do quite well. The changes to roster cut downsizes and dates this year allow teams to carry up to 25 players until the January 10th deadline, giving the Bisons the room to potentially make some more moves over the next 6 weeks or so. Both Watkins and Semeniuk made their Bisons debut in the 5-1 road victory over the Red Deer Vipers on November 20th, to extend Okotoks' winning streak to 9 and its point streak to 17. Adam Kirkpatrick and Austin Obrey each scored twice, with Simon Smith-Burness also tickling the twine. Leighton Draper made 27 saves for his league-leading 27-th victory in between the pipes. Red Deer entered the game on a 7-game winning streak. Head coach Brad Cobb talked to the kids about rising to the challenge and wanted a strong week of practice last week, Rarick said. I think Red Deer was a little undermanned. They had some kids that got banged up there in the game, and they would probably like to have another opportunity against us, but at the same time we were missing a couple key players as well. I thought we played really well, and there wasn't a moment in that game where I was sitting and watching and ever felt like we weren't in control. This weekend, Okotoks has its first three games in as many days stretch of the campaign to date, with a pair of road matchups bookended by a home finale. The Bisons are in High River on November 26, hit Coaldale the following night, and return home to battle the surging Medicine Hat Cubs on November 28, a 1:15 p.m. puck drop at the Murray Arena. It's nice that we've brought in these extra bodies. We still have a couple kids out with injuries, Rarick said. This weekend is going to be tough. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com.